Kind of.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're the first one to arrive.
Okay.
Yes, man.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yitat Sadi, Kabel Rina. Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kivavat shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gam Lem Betet Reish Tadi Taf Gimel. The letters of the month of Avav, the Kaf that created the planet Shemesh, the planet Chama, the planet we call the Sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion, which is the astrological sign of Leo. Chasin Kadosh Virov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Hetkufet Het Nunayan Yahid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now connect to the we'll separate between the right column energy and the left column energy utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Avon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777, our current year, by studying two verses that come from the Tanakh that has the same energy as the year of the goat. The first verse we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yud Hei Bevav Hei Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu. Tzod Saduni Katzipor Oyu Vayehinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these same words, we're able to permutate them into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Ki Yim Ba Adonai Yohewahe Alahehem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the year of the pause, which is the year 5776. There are also two verses in that year, or that connect to the same energy as that year. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. This is the first verse that we will study connecting us to the year of the pause. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot v'yehaskum afechem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishre levav leitkadesh. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka'a Reka'a. The second verse comes from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, the energy of which is swallowing death forever, has three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first that we study. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse that we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavo Yiyam, Asher Yitchabe Sham Wishavtem, Eli El Nahum, Wehalakti Yitchem, Wechayim Yeshno, Varet Vechipasti. O Tob call Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse that connects to this energy of 5775 is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Yisrael untati vishakan tahta vilo yirgas od vilo yosifu bene ablala anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to study a verse from the Zohar that connects us to the energy of certainty. It comes from Parashat Yitro of the Zohar Sulam. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vedahya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Tulana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun with colites to reach the Alma. Now we will connect to the 72 names of God. We will do so by saying each letter with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shilalahe Aka aka heta Ezayo alada La awam he hea Yozala me behe He reyo he kome La awaka layo La wawa pe hela Nulaha yo 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 Me la he 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 wa Nutahe he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ko ka wa ko me no nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he sa he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me. Hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. And now to connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will again say them out loud with the root vowel on each letter. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, a, me. Me, be, shi, la, yo, he, anu, a, ka, me, ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo he he shia yo re ta shia he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo me yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la pe be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo sa he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Excuse me. We'll now connect to the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 21st day of Av. Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Yosef Dov Ber Soloveitchik and Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Yisachar Dov Rokeach, known as the Beltzer Rebbe. Rabbi Alexander Sender of Komarna, Rabbi David Hager of Zevultov, and the Tzaddikim who will leave tonight and tomorrow, as we do normally on Sundays. We mention both sets. Rabbi Mordechai ben Rabbi Hillel the Mordechai, Rabbi Meir Hagadol of Primishlam, Rabbi Eliyahu Dushnitzer, and we're adding the meditation that we do between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. This is the squaring tool of the expanded name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh using Aleph. And we do this five times to connect to the number 130. Yo-Wada, Yo-Wada, Hey-Ya, Yo-Wada. Hey, wa wa, yo wa da, hey, wa wa, hey, yo wa da, yo wa da, hey, yo wa da, hey, wa wa, yo wa da, hey, wa wa, hey, yo wa da, yo wa da, hey, yo wa da. Hey, wa, wa, yo, wa, da, hey, wa, wa, hey, yo, wa, da, yo, wa, da, hey, yo, wa, da, hey, wa, wa, yo, wa, da, hey, wa, wa, hey, yo, wa, da, yo, wa, da, hey, yo, wa, da. Hey, wa, wa, yo, wa, da, hey, wa, wa, hey, and the eighth verse of the Anah B'Korah we say in a whisper. Today's class is a beginning of our preparation for Teshuvah. We will be changing our classes generally during the next few weeks in order to accommodate the limited time we have before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Today's class can be found on the unique astrological times link It's generally close to the beginning. There's a bold statement, preparation for Elul and Tishrei holidays. And the first link is a preparation for Elul and Tishrei holidays. When you click on that, it brings you to a list of classes dealing with advanced class on Tishu B'Av. Please scroll down about an inch and a half to where it says Class 1, Teshuvah, Definition and Initial Discussion. And that is the class that we will do today. This is the time of Teshuvah, Ziman Teshuvah. A period of Teshuvah. The word Ziman translates as a period of time, but it also has the meaning of an opportunity. Teshuvah is usually translated as repentance. This is a corruption. It is meant to translate as return the hay or return to Hashem. We will discuss this more below and in other classes during this period, this Zaman. We need to know one thing that the Kabbalah teaches in order to start on the path of Teshuvah. That one thing is that the Midrash teaches that there were seven things created prior to creation. One of these is Teshuvah. This means that man was expected to make mistakes, or sins in the religious language. The question is, why did Hashem expect man to make mistakes? One answer is that there is only one way to learn. We learn from our individual mistakes. We don't learn from others' mistakes, although that seems to be one of the teachings that seems prevalent in most of the world. Let's learn from history. Let's learn from our mistakes. But if we truly analyze the cycle of history within the frame of the teachings of Kabbalah, we learn very quickly that we do not learn from history. History repeats itself almost. There are small changes, but that's because individual people in a given generation achieve their whole tikkun and do not return in the next reincarnation. And thus, the world does change because those people have already removed their light that they've revealed through their correction, through their tikkun. Oh, we can only learn from our own mistakes. That is one answer to the above question of why did Hashem expect man to make mistakes. Most of what you just heard was a personal opinion, was a commentary. Continuing to read, wait a second, don't we learn also from books and teachers? Don't we learn what is the right thing to do from these other ways of learning? And the answer comes from the Pirkei Avot, who lists the 48 ways to acquire Torah. Not to learn Torah, but to assimilate Torah into your soul. Learning from books and teachers is a lower level than making a mistake and acquiring that memory to not do that mistake again. Another reason that Teshuvah was created prior to the creation of the world has to do with cause and effect involved with reincarnation. The Baal Shem Tov teaches that the reason someone develops a hatred for another is because they have the soul spark of that person captured within their own negativity. That is the reason a mistake is made with respect to another person. And then teshuvah allows the release of that soul spark. This was the relationship between the Baal Shem Tov and the Gaon de Vilna that causes the Gaon to excommunicate the Baal Shem Tov for a short period of time. This teaching comes through the book You Are Who You Hate by Sarah Yehudith Schneider. Zaman Teshuvah, the period of Teshuvah. This is the period of time, the opportunity to return to Hashem. What period of time am I referring to? The 10 weeks from Shabbat Nachamu until Shabbat Bereshit. Actually, most of these 10 weeks are included in the months of Elul and Tishrei. Why are these 2 months that opportunity to return to God? Another period of time is the period of Shogavim. This is the 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks, where the parasha of Shemot, Vayera, Bo, Bishalach, Yitro, and Mishpatim are read in the synagogue. Shogavim is an acronym for these 6 parashiyot. In leap years, there is an additional 2 weeks, which include the parashas of Truma and Tetzaveh. Shogavim is a Hebrew word that means a mischievous child. It is a period that deals with teshuvah from ideas of sexual impropriety and creative errors. The Sefirah of Yesod is being corrected. There are other periods that correct other Sefirot that we have damaged through our mistakes. In effect, any day is a good day for Teshuvah. Let us continue discussing the well-known period of the month of Elul and Tishrei. One physical reason is that Elul is the 6th month of the Hebrew calendar, and Tishrei is the 7th month. The 7th month is Malchut in the frame of the Sefirot, while Elul is Yesod. Yesod and Malchut are meant to be in continuous zivug, a continuous intercourse with each other. They are not in continuous zivug due to man's mistakes. Yet man's mistakes are an illusion, so they are always in continuous zivug. That is why I will be teaching these 2 months as one period, as one opportunity, as one Ziman. The meaning of Teshuvah, meaning Tashuv Hey. Please read this quick discussion by Rabbi Yaakov Feldman at your leisure. I'm going to not read it now. On the meaning of Teshuvah, this will help set the intellectual and practical tone for the beginning of the spiritual work. In a later class, we will bring you practical examples of how to do this work. Now let's see a more literal Torah understanding of Teshuvah. And read the rabbi, the discussion by Rabbi Ginsburg on the meaning of Teshuvah for this. And this also will help set the tone for the beginning of the spiritual work. In a later class, we will bring you practical examples of how to do this work. Discussing Teshuvah and the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuvah. Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat of return, is the Shabbat that we read just before Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to take a closer look at what and how to achieve Teshuvah. The scroll has an opening indicating a paragraph that starts at verse and finishes at verse 10. I'm referring to the Haftorah. There are three additional verses added to the Haftorah, which we do not need to review here. The Haftorah is from Hoshea, chapter 14, it's verses 2 to 10. First verse, verse 2, "Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God, for thou hast stumbled in thine iniquity." My commentary. The first word is return, which indicates to us the procedure of teshuvah. It begins here with the confession of our stumble or our mistake. The third verse, "Take with you words and return unto the Lord. Say unto him, forgive all iniquity and accept that which is good. So will we render for bullocks the offering of our lips." Speak words is the road to return to Hashem. Our lips will deliver our sacrifice, and Hashem will know that our remorse is good. We have announced and we will start on the second day of Elul, which is the 24th day of August this year, where we will add two additional class times. At 10:30 in the morning, we will speak words of Torah called Slichot, and we will have a whole class on what Slichot means prior to us beginning that. And at 8:15, we will speak words of Torah from the Tikkuni Zohar, as the Kabbalists have recommended we do. Speak words. And we will be doing this every day for those who wish to join us from time to time. Very few people do this every day. It's important to always remember the words of Torah that you speak are meant for your ears as well as whoever you're speaking them to. The fourth verse, "Ashur shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we call any more the work of our hands or our gods. For in these In thee, the fatherless find mercy." My commentary. Horses is a code word for the physical world. Ashur is a code word for mental and logic. Our mistake cannot be corrected by logic or physical actions. We must connect to our Father, who is Hashem. Verse 5, "I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him." Once we start my commentary, once we start the words, Hashem will help bring the complete the healing of the world. That is needed due to our mistakes. Backsliding is referring to the concept of back to the future, binding by striking, zivug dehaka'ah in Hebrew. Verse 6, "I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall blossom as the lily, and can cast forth his roots as Lebanon." Dew is a code word into the coming of Mashiach. The lily is a reference to Israel after Mashiach. And Lebanon is indicating our emotions that will be corrected at their roots. Verse 7. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his fragrance as Lebanon. My commentary. This verse refers to the process of peace evolving from the teshuvah of the nation of Israel. And we need to comment on this idea. As I do teshuvah myself for my personal actions, do I include the actions of the nation? Or do I strictly focus on my personal teshuvah? In my opinion, that answer is, look at your actions this past year. If this is the first year that you are doing teshuvah for yourself, at the level of the Kabbalist, as the levels we are teaching, then just do your personal actions. But as you do teshuvah year after year, you're cleansing, hopefully, your spiritual growth is getting higher. Your cleansing is getting deeper. And there will come a point when it will be your responsibility to include teshuvah for the nation, for your aspect, your part of the nation, meaning the root of your soul within the nation of Israel. Verse 8, they that dwell under his shadow shall again make corn to grow, and shall blossom as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. My commentary. This verse is explaining about the relationships between the human species and their souls, along with the other species created by Hashem. Verse 9. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? As for me, I respond and look on him. I am like a leafy cypress tree. From me is thy fruit found. My commentary. This verse refers to the return of the 10 lost tribes, which in the Torah, in the book of Nevi'im, is frequently referred to as Ephraim. And these lost tribes returning to Hashem after Israel does its teshuvah. Unwritten commentary to this understanding. Why is it after Israel does its teshuvah? Because when Israel does its teshuvah, it's doing it for those, that aspect of the nation referred to as Ephraim, who are lost, who never returned from Babylon, who never returned from their exile. But they have to return for Mashiach to manifest, because Mashiach first must manifest as a consciousness before a human being can manifest as that Mashiach. By Israel as individuals, including the teshuvah of the nation of Israel, that includes the 10 lost tribes. And the revelation of that light by the individual child of Israel doing teshuvah will reveal more light, and that light will allow the souls who are lost to, quote, see, unquote, to realize their need to do teshuvah. Verse 10. Whoso is wise, let him understand these things. Whoso is prudent, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just do walk in them, but transgressors do stumble therein. My commentary. This verse refers to the restoration of the tree of life and putting all of the Sephirot into their correct relationship to each other. And this is part of the Teshuvah process. The sages' writings about Teshuvah recommended modes of conduct as part of the Teshuvah process. In the second chapter of the Sefer on Halakha, written by the Rambam, Rabbi Moses Maimonides, describes the way a person should conduct himself as part of the process of repentance. A penitent sinner should accustom himself to cry and pray to Hashem for forgiveness. He should donate money to charity, to a truly poor person, to the greatest possible extent of his resources, and distance himself from the matter regarding which he had committed the particular physical action or the physical consciousness of sin. Additionally, under certain circumstances, it is advisable for a person to go so far as to change his name in order to convey to himself the psychological message that he is no longer the same person as the one who had transgressed. That might include changing a name if you truly have changed yourself. Finally, the Ramban writes that galut, literally exile or relocation, is a beneficial means of atonement. That can mean changing locations, moving from one apartment to another, moving from one house to another, moving from one city to another, moving from one country to another. It depends on the extent of your teshuvah. Taking residence in a new area often has the effect of humbling and subduing one's character, and it is thus recommended under certain situations for sinners in a sukkah for a week after Yom Kippur. As part of our process of teshuvah, we leave the comfort and security of our homes and experience the instability of a sukkah. After Yom Kippur, we have the holiday of Sukkot. Moving from our house into the sukkah allows us to change our place, as we just discussed. Continuing to read this last sentence, which causes us a sense of humility and helps us correct the flaws in our character. Let me add an unwritten commentary that part of this moving, part of this relocation, has to do with consciousness. It has to do with recognizing that when you physically move, you are letting go of your past and accepting something new. When you move to a new apartment, one of the early questions you are asked, where did you come from? And if you answer in your mind, if not in words, I come from that place in the Garden of Eden that is waiting for me to return to. You will speed that process of change manifesting in your life. Continuing to read. In the next halakha, the Rambam addresses the issue of whether it is appropriate to publicize one's sin in order to subject himself to shame as part of the teshuvah process. And the Rambam distinguishes in this regard between offenses committed against one's fellow and sins committed solely against the Almighty. In the case of interpersonal offenses, the Rambam rules that one should, in fact, publicly confess and express his contrition, and one who refuses to do so does not achieve complete teshuvah. When it comes, however, to sins committed solely against Hashem, the Rambam writes that one should not make public mentioned of his sins, and publicizing one's sins against Hashem is in fact deemed brazen. One may refer in a general sense in public to his having acted wrongly, but specifying one's specific sins in public is improper. But this is only sins against God. Sins against other people need to be done publicly. The Rambam's ruling is made against the Gemara's discussion of this topic in Masechet Yoma. The Gemara cites two verses which appear to lead to conflicting conclusions. One verse indicates that publicizing one's sin is laudable, while the other advocates keeping the information private. The Gemara offers two approaches to reconcile these verses, one of which forms the basis of the Rambam's ruling, distinguishing between sins committed against God and interpersonal offenses. In addition, however, the Gemara suggests distinguishing between situations where the sin has already been made public, and cases where there is no public knowledge of the act. If the public is already aware of the sin, then the sinner should make public the fact that he regrets that act and has performed teshuvah. If, however, the sin has not been publicized, then one should make it public as part of his repentance. Accordingly, the Ra'avad, Rabbi Abraham ben David of Poskiris, in his critique of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, notes that even if one committed a sin solely against Hashem, he must publicly confess to his wrongdoing if the matter has already become public. Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, in his Kesef Mishnah commentary, claimed that the Rambam held his this opinion as well, and that only in instances of sins committed against Hashem and that have not been made public is it improper for one to publicly confess. A summary, because these statements seem a little confusing. A sinner who wants to return to Hashem, which is the idea of a penitent, should accustom himself to pray to Hashem for forgiveness. He should give charity. He should distance himself from the matter regarding which he sinned, and in some circumstances, even change his name and his location. It is proper to publicly confess one's sin, except in the case of a sin committed committed against Hashem, as opposed to one's fellow man. That sin against Hashem that has not been made public. In the writings of Rabbi Yehuda Berg, the Kabbalah Center recommends the following procedure. Go through your old emails, your date books, your calendars. Jog your memory. Recall those moments when you treated others poorly and did nothing about it. If it helps, jot down a list and keep it with you to remind you. Then do your best to clear the air with those people. Of course, be realistic. Our list is probably long, and our chances of remembering and getting in touch with everyone are slim. The thing is, if we can really come clean with one person, it is as though we have done it with everyone on the list. Once you focus on who you need to deal with, take yourself through the following three-step process. You must go through all three steps if you want to truly clean the slate and prevent it from happening again. This is a commentary before I give you these three items. For people, when you first start doing teshuvah, according to the Kabbalah, following the methods of the Kabbalah, people will start and list hundreds of things. But you can only have time in the month of Elul to do one thing, one large thing. Many people will go around on the names of the list that they have made. Please forgive me for whatever I have done to you. In my opinion, this is relatively worthless. Why? Because you're going to be forgiven, but you're not really sorry. You're coming from a place of selfishness. So should you not do that? Should you not ask for forgiveness? Yes, you should ask for forgiveness. But first ask the person, what do you think I did to you that I need to ask your forgiveness for? That will be a change in the way people do things. That will be a change that will help you refine your list of teshuvah. Maybe you won't do teshuvah for those things that person mentions to you in the month of Elul and in Tishrei. But that doesn't stop your need to do teshuvah for those things. And you can continue that teshuvah any day of the year. The three steps. We need to regret the specific incident. We need to feel sorry within ourselves. We need to realize that we did it wrong. It's not rote words, please forgive me. It's, wow, how could I have done that? Who is that person that did that horrible thing? That can't be me. I don't want it to be me. But I did do it. And I need to feel regret. I need to feel the pain I caused. The second step is remorse. Imagine the pain the other person felt because of you. Not just imagine it, feel it, own it. Not to beat yourself up, not to become depressed at how ugly we are. Because we are all ugly. We are all doing things every day that hurt other people. We are all doing things that hurt other people by our inactions as well as our actions. Remorse is the second step. It's not an easy step. How can you feel the pain of someone else? You're not in their body. You didn't feel their emotions at the moment. But you can try to feel their emotions at the moment. You can ask them what they felt. You can pursue true teshuvah. The third step is resolution. Resolve to yourself that you will not react this way again. Not by, I'm going to be on a diet in January again this year. Not that kind of resolve, but actually never do the action again. Yes, it can be limited to never do that action in that situation. But look at yourself. Do you like the person who does that action that is the sin? If your answer is yes, this is not an item that you are ready to do teshuvah for. But if your answer is no, I don't like that person, then decide to change yourself. That's what resolving means. The last step is crucial, the resolution. Whatever the situation was, it was only a test. It will come back to us again. If we do these three steps correctly, we'll get the opportunity to react, but we won't even consider it as an option. Our hour is up. And we haven't even touched on the important aspects. We will continue. Monday at 7 o'clock, we will return and finish this page. We will continue over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks learning about Teshuvah. Learning about the holidays of Tishrei, learning about how we can be a better person today than we were yesterday. Does anyone have a question? Our 3 o'clock class today will continue our teachings of the goodness of the land of Israel. Our class is tomorrow, Monday. At 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And please don't confuse the term mini to mean minor. Our mini Zohar classes are a half-hour study on 1 or 2 or 3 verses in the Zohar. We ask questions. We delve deeply into each of those verses. We look at things differently than we looked at them before the questions were asked. It is a class that is important to your change. It's a class that can qualify for what we discussed above about teshuvah, about speaking words of Torah that were meant for us to hear, the words that we speak. When you listen to those words, it can cause you to change yourself. That's what our mini Zohar class does. Why do we call it a mini Zohar class? Because it's less time. It's only a half hour long. but it is more than an hour class where we'll do 10 or 12 verses. Our 7 o'clock class tomorrow, we will continue our classes on Teshuvah. Again, does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom, Shavua Tov, a good week, a week filled with peace. Be well for all.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov to all.
Shavua Tov.